Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Golden Bachelor / Bachelor in Paradise wrap-up. I'm Amy, here as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well. I am full. It has been Canadian Thanksgiving, so we have just had a rip-roaring great weekend of snick-snacking along the way.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to all the Canadians out there. We were just talking before the show. I'm just very envious of the timing of Canadian Thanksgiving. I feel like it's perfect.
I agree. I would have to agree. I feel like American Thanksgiving being that last weekend in November, like second, third, whatever, the end of November, and then Christmas being like 5 weeks, 4 weeks later is just a lot. It's a lot. At least,
yeah, it's overshadowed.
We get the space to decompress.
Totally. So we've decided, right? We're committed to Golden Bachelor now.
The benefit is it is one single hour. I actually still have yet to set the DVR recording for it, which I'm going to do right this second while I have thought about it. Because we went to watch it tonight and Ethan was like, so you set the recording last week after we realized we didn't have it, right? And I said, no, I didn't.
No, just complained about it.
No, I forgot.
Yeah. I still feel like they should retroactively like figure out how to fix that on their end.
Absolutely. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Okay. The DVR has been set. It will record.
Good. Yes. Gary is continuing his journey. I am invested. I feel like, yeah, it's 1 hour and it just leaves you with a more pleasant, happy feeling than you never know what Bachelor in Paradise is going to throw at you. So
it's happy to. It's like shocking at this moment how right they are getting it. Like it does, like they are not throwing us yet any of the like antics that The Bachelor would usually do. And I think it's leaving a lot of space for everyone to be telling their stories. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting. Like they've lived so much life. And I think Gary has been such a perfect lead 2 episodes in. Like he really gives the women space to feel their feelings, and he feels it with them, and he is able to, God, what's the word? Like I can't remember anything right now.
Like empathize with them.
Yeah. He knows relate. He knows how to relate. I really like when he took the one woman aside, and again, I am so sorry, I cannot remember her name, who was kind of like Nancy, who was upset not upset about wearing the wedding dress, but once she put on the wedding dress, like things kind of came back to her. I love that he took a moment to be like, hey, is something off? Like, let's talk about it. And I love how he was able to move through that moment with her and really be supportive. I like the way he's able to communicate how he's feeling to everyone during the one-on-one date. What's her name?
Teresa.
Teresa, like, she could tell he was having a tough time driving, so she put her hand on his shoulder, and he was like, you know what, that really meant a lot to me. So I like the way he's just, like, communicating his feelings to everyone. It's been a great season, but it does make me anxious with tears, because I'm like, I just care too much.
How many times are you going to cry? Yeah.
So many times. Like, every time Gary cries, so am I.
Right.
So, like, a lot. We are crying a lot right. over here.
Yeah, I mean, we got typical, for sure, the group date was a typical date that you'd see on any episode of the series, with Franco, the photographer, coming, the group date, the women all had you know, choose a costume, take romance novel covers. But yeah, compare what we might see on a standard Bachelor season, why there might be a woman crying. It's because she doesn't like her outfit or something. In this, it's like, oh, I'm wearing a wedding dress and I haven't worn one since, you know, my wedding day, which was the best day of my life. And very emotional. We get these really deep stories. There are some women that we don't really know their story, so it does seem a little predictable, like maybe who the top six would be already at this point. But I don't even mind. I'm just, like, excited to kind of go in depth with the I guess heavy hitters, if you will, and then see kind of lighter moments, like when Natasha, we didn't see much of her, but just, like, what we did see was just, like, so fun and energizing, and how she went out at the end chastising the producers for not having chairs at the rose ceremony, which, very fair criticism.
Yeah, she is correct.
They also moved into the mansion and had to sleep in bunk beds.
Offensive. Honestly, right. That's offensive. I am 32 and there's no way I'm getting on a top bunk. Like, it's not happening. I'm not doing it.
I also have to get up to pee
in the night. Me too, like, four times a night. Like, it's not happening. I also have had one knee done, like, not like a replacement, but, like, right. I've had some light knee surgery. Like, I'm not climbing up the bed. Like, come on.
No.
I can sleep in a twin bed, no problem. That I have no issue with. Mm-hmm. But I am not climbing to get to my bed.
Yeah, this did upset me. These different things that it's like, okay, you know, you should hire somebody who, like, where's Hysam from Big Brother? Like, an elder care expert who can, you know, give them recommendations and say, you know, this is not really, you know, what we should be doing. Like, let's support them and make these small modifications that can go a long way. Let's not keep them up all night either.
No, that's also crazy.
And as we mentioned, the one-on-one date was something kind of new. I don't think we've seen something quite like going to a diner and then getting the rights to a song, you know, actual song.
Okay, obviously they're spending way more money on their music budget than their car headlight budget, which should be reevaluated.
Yeah, so another thing that they needed, like, a safety expert. Why even make them drive in the dark? It's not cool.
We've never seen that before.
Right.
We have never seen the lead driving in the dark, I don't think. And I get it, they wanted to, like, go to the diner when mm-hmm. it's bright, but, like, don't make that, like, why are we driving a convertible at night? Like, doesn't that lose all the point? I don't know. I'll never have a convertible. Like, I don't like wind in my face. I hate it.
Susan spent all the time doing Teresa's hair.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And Jerry was, like, obviously concerned. Like, I hate driving at night. I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm.
Rental car.
And he's like, I drive in Indiana. Like, I don't mm-hmm. drive in California. So I get, that was another bad move on the producers. Like, that was not okay.
Yeah. I think season two of Golden Bachelor, I think we'll see some changes, hopefully reflecting what they learn. And I think Gary's just such a good sport that they're lucking out with that too, that he's probably not, you know, throwing a fit behind the scenes and chewing someone out. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Teresa and Gary's connection?
I think it's really cute. They're so excited. I do think she is here for the long run. I think she is going to get caught up in the I was the first person to get a one-on-one syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to see that with Teresa.
Yeah. I mean, we've already seen with Faith, she's falling into the trap of, oh, I got the first impression, Rose, but then I didn't get a date this week, you know? So what's happening there? What other women are you excited about or see the potential with Gary?
Honestly, I would say Faith and Teresa are obviously the front runners for me. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to see around anyone else for that. I'm really enjoying April and Kathy and Susan as characters. I also enjoyed Natasha. I don't think we got enough from her. But those three are really doing it for me from the giggling standpoint.
Right, right. We need the narrator. We saw a little bit more with Ellen, where he gave her a framed picture of their photo shoot, which it actually was one of the better photos that they turned out, because lot of those didn't look that great, but she was horrific. Really touched by that. Yeah. So I think she shows up in the previews, and then we saw him speak with Joan up there sitting on the top bunk, and she talked about also how she hasn't dated anyone who has lost a spouse before, and so feeling like that was a good connection there. But we just haven't seen enough of them. Even Nancy, where he had that moment with her, did you notice that when they were walking off, that was the clip that they had shown in the season preview, where it looked like it was his final choice walking off into the sunset?
Oh.
It was really just him walking with Nancy in the wedding dress. So we can eliminate looking into that.
That's devious.
Oh. Right. Because I thought, oh, they're really giving away. I think I can tell who this could be. And then no. So luckily they weren't giving anything away.
That's really funny.
The other woman that stood out is Leslie, who shared that she also has hearing aids. And what did you think of him saying, you're who you are on the outside isn't who you are on the inside? I thought that could be taken maybe the wrong way.
Leslie, I feel like they're going to try and make the villain. If they're going to have one, they're going to try and make Leslie the villain, because they feel like she was the one who was the most upset about not getting the outfit she wanted, but then she
looked amazing.
Yeah, she was in this hot leather jacket, straddling it, Kim Kardashian bound
costume instead. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. See, I got different vibes. I was like, maybe she could be next if they will do a Golden Bachelorette. I was like, no, could she be it?
I also mixed her up with Faith.
Okay.
I was like, wow, Faith is really going ham here, and then I realized it was not Faith.
right. Yeah, so we saw Faith getting just a little concerned about not having the time. I don't think Sandra got a date either. I was surprised that with so few, a smaller number of women, that they couldn't just give everybody a date. And we only had one one-on-one date and one group date. Should the regular bachelor take notes? Or did you miss having another one-on-one?
No, I didn't. But it depends. Are we saying that the bachelor should only be an hour as well? Because I am a proponent of that.
right.
I do feel like the pacing here is really good. I don't feel rushed. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're hitting all of the same notes that we do in The Bachelor.
Right. One thing we did miss, they can't put everything in the episode. Apparently there was a woman, Marina, who got a rose night one and then just was not in this episode. And there was a deleted scene on The Bachelor Instagram where she had to leave for family reasons and then called Gary on FaceTime and said bye.
Oh.
I think so. They're cutting things that really, I guess you might want to, if you're doing a draft or something, you might want to know what happened there. But otherwise I don't think she was shown that much to really miss. So anything else about the second episode of Golden Bachelor?
I don't think so. I think it's like it felt like a second episode of The Bachelor. Like, it's never my like ultimate fave. But I thought they did a great job at showing the personalities of the women, or at least some of the women, mm-hmm. in a shorter time frame. And I'm having a good time in between the tiers.
Yes, for sure. I'm a little worried about when Gary gets really upset in the preview.
Yeah.
What might come, but we'll see.
Same.
All right, let's head on over to the beach.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Episode 2 of Bachelor in Paradise with a surprise guest showing up in this episode. Did we know that she was coming? I guess we did in the previews. Hannah Brown.
Yeah, we saw it in the previews, but I was never fooled because I spend a lot of time on Reddit and I know like she had a long-term boyfriend and she just got engaged. Like, I think if she just got engaged after, she would have filmed that, but like I knew she was in an LTR.
Yeah. So was this just for that misdirect for the people that don't follow her closely?
Yeah, absolutely. It was
free trip for Hannah.
But I was also like, I like Hannah. She's cool and fun and whatever, and yeah, she was the Bachelor, but also like, is she really that much of a game changer for people? Like, I feel like people aren't freaking out about Rachel,
right? Yeah, it seemed like maybe more the women were freaking out, like they were just like, oh, this was the first season I watched, or sure, just like she's so like, I don't know, she's so known or she's an icon. But yeah, there was just not enough there to really, I don't know, trick people. I don't think she tried her best though. The men were fooled once they talked to her. So, but first it's Avon coming down. This causes quite the stir, and Kylie had been saying that she wanted him to show up, but also not knowing when he would get there. So she was had something going with Will. And so he pulls Kylie and then he pulls Olivia, but ultimately asks Kylie for the date. She does talk to Will, but not before accepting the rose, just saying, you know, I want to explore my options. But it seemed pretty well set that they kind of, you know, they gave each other fire emojis, right? So they were ready.
Yeah, he's the one then, for sure.
Mm-hmm. They get a yacht date. Even has a little bit of trouble opening the bottle, but it was just basically a makeout scene. They talk a little bit about, oh, I was so excited to meet you. Me too. Like, this is crazy. I think their conversation was just about, oh, I had wanted to meet you. This is, I'm feeling great about this without talking about anything.
Something tells me that maybe the both of them are not the best conversationalists.
Okay.
So maybe they are perfect for each other. Or they could just be like,
this was enough.
You're hot. I'm hot. Let's kiss. And then they have a great time. Like, good for them.
Number one. Yep. It's working.
I was never IRL. Hoping to pull that off. So like you if you can do it.
That's
do
why it.
It
strikes us as odd, but
we had to rely on our personalities. Exactly. And that doesn't always go well. Oh boy.
Yeah. Although Will seems like he's not quite getting the signals that, you know, maybe he should be worried right now. It's like,
Will is an odd duck.
Right? Yeah. Will, I guess, good casting on them because he has all the range of emotions.
It also just like has not even been a full 24 hours. Like, why are we so deep in our feels 24 hours in?
Play the game. A little bit hypocritical for him to like with Olivia to say like, oh, it's only been a day. Now it's been 2 days. And yeah, he's just fully set on Kylie. He's in love. And doesn't think it'll go that well with Avon, or that, you know, he thinks he'll win out. But also, I don't think Kylie was the most clear with him after.
No.
Like giving a little bit of mixed signals. But we also have Eliza and Aaron developing something. And apparently had kissed Mercedes the night before. Didn't tell Eliza right away. But eventually tells her, and this causes her to get concerned that she's going to have a repeat love triangle. So it sort of forces Aaron's hand.
Yeah, I don't blame her for being a little concerned about that. Like, it is just like an uncomfortable experience. If I have to give props to Aaron, I will, in that he did tell her eventually like that it happened and was able to give her the space to deal with that. But that's all I will do. Here today.
Right. Yeah. And I think if it was anyone other than Eliza, like if it was just situation reversed and he had kissed Eliza but then was focusing on Mercedes, I don't think Mercedes would have had the same reaction. But with given what happened with Eliza last year, she's going to be a little more easily, you know, upset by something like that because it is only day two. So I think it's totally fair that he's still exploring, you know.
Absolutely. And I think I think everyone on the cast this season is getting a little too much like, you're the one. And like, no, like we've got 3 long weeks of this. Like, let's keep it rolling. Let's kiss lots of other people.
Right. We have about 30 more people that show up.
Yeah. Like, I think they should borrow from Love Island and do like one of those fun challenges where they like have to like learn about each other and like kiss or hold hands or something.
Good. Yeah. That'd be good. What was the other show that just did that? Perfect Match. Where they have to like other people force these little connections.
Yeah, like let's see if people have unexpected sparks with other people. Because it's just like Bachelor in Paradise, they get so locked in because like so many people depend on just staying. And so they lock in with people who are annoying and just like whatever.
Yeah, I agree. I think the evolution of the show where it seemed like the rose ceremonies before in the early seasons, it would be a little bit more up in the air for more people. And now it becomes this thing where it's like there's one guy and four women and like that's the only drama and we don't even
care the guys couples. And the guy sucks.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be really gone. He's gonna be gone next week when the women are handing out the roses.
Totally.
But right now he's a hot commod because there's four women going for him. But like, not a chance in hell would any of these girlies go for him IRL.
Right. And then he gets an inflated ego because four women are going for him. Then he thinks he can go like talk to a fifth woman and try to steal her from her man. Yeah, we'll get to that. We see little tiny moments with other couples that we learned about last week. Jess and Blake are still a thing. Kat and Brendan. And then we see Hannah arrive and there's that stir caused. She's very vague in her statements. But yeah, unless you were living under a rock, you weren't following her. I guess there's maybe some believability if you thought like she just broke up with someone. But again, would you just show up on the beach like the next week to
not a chance.
Date these losers? No. but yeah, she's just like, oh, I heard you can find love here. My friends have found love here. I just want to see what's going on. And she pulls two guys at a time, which also is not really the move when you are there seriously. But she doesn't say she's not there to date. So all the guys come away with, oh yeah, she's here to date. She was asking like, who's with who?
Mm-hmm.
This was all set up for sort of a tribal council like setup, a date where everybody has to show up to the campfire and answer her pointed questions. I felt like it was a mix of like a lie detector date, or I think we saw Nick Viall do one of these dates on a pandemic season where like you have to talk about, go in a circle and talk about trauma. So it was sort of that vibe, but she had a question scripted, it seemed like, for everybody.
You know what? It's very thinly veiled from the producers.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. I loved it.
Okay.
Like, let's get these people thinking. Like, let's get everyone thinking about the same thing at the same time. And that is this chill? Like, mm-hmm. is this the right thing to do? You know?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Yeah.
And I felt like they were on the spot enough that because she had pointed questions, it seemed like they had to tell the truth without it even being a lie detector, because it was sort of like, well, I'm going to ask for a name. So she was good at making it not seem so scripted. So, but there's no way she would have thought of these things on her own to ask.
Oh my God, no, but whatever. I'm here for it.
Yeah. And I like that we got to at least ask everybody something. I think we didn't see everyone, but I'm sure she went around the circle. We were shown the more dramatic things. This is how we kind of learned that certain people are interested in Pilot Pete, Kat Brooklyn, Sean. He's asked about his connection with Rachel. He says he feels good about it, but it's still early. And then he has to say that Jess was also on his list. I don't know if he had to, but he did bring that up.
And like, it may have just been like the cut of it, but she looked horrified.
Right. I just can't imagine that she really is that horrified to lose Sean.
Yeah, no, for sure. I can't believe I'm gonna admit this, but Sean said something I completely agreed with this episode. Ooh. And I think it was about like, we are so early on, we cannot be committing our lives to these people yet. And I was like, yeah, right. Sean, finally you get something. And then like the next scene he said something dumb and I was like, all right, we're back to it.
Right Blake similarly, I did not like his answer though. Like if I was Jess, he said he's like, basically he's good with Jess compared to the other people there. Like he's not looking for other connections from the people that are there, but he's open of someone else coming down. So it's like, oh, there's other people on his list.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Which is fair, but yeah, it's just not great to hear. So yeah. Well, I guess we have to give it to Sean then. He phrased it a little bit better. Kat got a similar question. Brayden had just answered that, you know, he's hyper focused on her. Like he nailed this answer. Kat hears that answer and still says that, you know, she's waiting for potentially Tyler and Tanner. They were on her list, but she still feels good about Brayden. But yeah, not great to hear. So it does create, you know,
not great for him to hear. Great for me to hear in hopes that we have some switch ups.
Right. So we do see these other people will be coming. Aaron reveals he just has eyes for Eliza. So kind of news to Mercedes, kind of a tough way to find out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie's asked who is a better kisser. So this helps maybe soften the blow for Will, but it's a little harsh. She says Avon, and again, she's like, well, I just spent more time kissing him. So she's still hedging her bets a bit. Avon is asked, if you had asked someone else, a second person on a date, who would it have been? So this is where Olivia gets to sort of, you know, gloat a bit. She had wanted to steal Kylie's man as revenge for Will. And then, yeah, I think she kind of leaves it after she asked Will like a throwaway question. Like, what are you hoping for at the end of all this? Engagement? And he said yes. So yeah, I like this. And it was, I don't think we needed it to be Hannah, but she was able to sell it a bit.
Yeah.
We could have had Wells or somebody too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm just glad that they did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably the closest thing they've done to, you know, instead of doing a challenge type of thing where they have to answer questions, it's just another way to do it. Because we never see like a group date type thing.
No.
Sort of a group date. Sean tries to smooth things over with Rachel about his answer. She was totally fine with it. Again, I think Rachel, I would predict she's going to give her rose to someone else.
Definitely.
Yes. Like, oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, it's totally. I'm totally vibing you. I'm totally vibing what you're putting down.
She's
like, I cannot wait to get out of this situationship.
Yes. And we learn from the narrators that Will and Peter are the only roses up for grabs. I have to give it to Mercedes. Like, she swoops in. She zeroes in on Will. Sees the opportunity. It's like, and you know, maybe it's totally genuine, but it's like, you gotta pick one of them, lock in, and then everybody else gravitated to Peter for reasons I don't know.
Honestly, I like Mercedes and Will together. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what because about, they just kind of like look a little bit alike. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, before that even happened, I was like, well, yeah, I could see the vibe, like, if he was into Kylie, that's her good friend. I was worried maybe that could cause an issue, but Kylie was so excited. She was cheering them on. Like, they're both great people. So I did really appreciate that. What about him saying, like, guess what? You have the same name as my grandma.
Insane.
Yeah. She's great at brushing it off because she's like, oh, look at God. He was just crying after, you know, it was interesting because he has the power. Like, he could give it to anyone, but he was so emotional after her just saying like, hey, I'm feeling something here. So I think it was maybe relief or something, but yeah, we had seen that clip in the preview of him just breaking down, and it was just like, oh, it should have been Mercedes all along. So yeah, this could go the distance.
I hope so. I don't know. They make sense to me. I like it.
Yeah.
YOLO.
So now it's just Peter up for grabs, and it's Greer.
Oh, and what a night. I can't, like, I just don't think I could bring myself, even if I was trying to stay on this show, to pretend I was even slightly interested in this man who, like, dances to get attention from other people who already have a connection instead of, like, focusing on one of the other girlies who are interested.
Right.
Like, that was the biggest ick I've ever seen on this show.
It was pretty ridiculous. Yeah, and he was a night oneer. We knew nothing about him. Is it making more sense now if we take it back to the men tell all?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
In their captains. Nobody likes him.
No, 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 no.
But yeah, Greer, Cat with a C, Brooklyn, and Olivia are all, you know, putting on, trying to convince him. And they're saying that he's making them all feel great. He's saying different things like, oh, you're the most fun. I also don't like that he has to like say, like, you're the prettiest of everyone. You're this, you're the most mature. But he talks to all four of them. And then still, like you said, doing dances to get Sam while he's waiting to pull Sam. She's talking with Aaron, and that seemed like an established couple that just has been in the background. We don't really know anything about their connection, but just that they were established. So it doesn't seem to really go anywhere aside from causing a little bit of a confrontation with Aaron S. And we'll see how it plays out at the rose ceremony. I thought he would maybe pick Kat since he said he was the most attracted to her, but no, that's not how it goes.
No, I had a feeling he was going to pick Olivia because we've seen more Olivia than any of the other girlies.
Yeah, very suspicious. Very, very sus. At the rose ceremony, Brayden goes for Kat. No surprise there, but he was very sweaty and he apologized for it.
Poor guy.
Blake, Jess, Aaron B, Eliza, Will, Mercedes, Sean and Rachel, Avon and Kylie, Aaron A and Sam. And then Pete calls Olivia and he has a little line where he says, well, I feel like you've gotten the short end of the stick here. What do you say? Like, you stay and we try to make it more fun. It felt very, very Producer Rose. That with that line, especially that it's almost like it was so left field. No one was expecting it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. So he's, I think, hey, you're a night one guy. Like, why don't you just do what you want to stick around? Like, if you're not feeling connection, like, let's keep Olivia here to keep things interesting. I feel like it goes along with what they want. So that leaves Kat, Greer, and Brooklyn without a rose. Was there anybody here that you would have hoped to continue on?
Not really. If I'm being perfectly honest with everyone, I don't really care about Kat. Greer is kind of like a non-entity to me. I would say, like, if I had to pick one, it would have been Brooklyn. But I just feel like maybe that this isn't the forum for her to find her person.
Yeah, it just became kind of one note with her focusing on Kat, but it didn't really go anywhere. And yeah, I was surprised that she didn't really thrive in Paradise. I would have thought that would be a good fit for her, but you never know until you go.
I just feel like a lot of the guys who come here are looking for, like, super classically hot, boring girls. That sounds mean, and I'm so sorry for that.
No, that's totally fine. Yeah, and Greer, I felt bad as she was leaving. Like, she just seemed so devastated to just not make a lasting
Okay, Greer is one of those hot, boring girls who, like, usually kills in
should
Paradise.
Should have, yeah. She should have been, like, Jade Point, you know. Yeah,
absolutely. She thought she was Hannah G. Like, 100%.
Right,
she
was
like, I am the Hannah G.
Yes, brunette Hannah G.
Of Bachelor in Paradise this season.
Yeah, but yeah, they didn't.
But I was also like, oh, we're getting an ending confessional from, we're like getting that from Greer, but not like Kat and Brooklyn, who we have seen more from. Like, I don't, like, why Greer?
Right. She had the tears.
I mean, yeah.
And then it looks like we see Tyler showing up next time and him pulling Rachel, but I'm going to guess, since she broke up with him on Hometowns, that this is not like going to be like a second chance.
No. And like, I'm surprised we haven't seen that with Avon too. Like, Rachel and Avon just clearing the air.
That's really true. I mean, if I was Rachel, I would have been really upset. Like, okay, Avon comes down and I'm here with Sean. I sent Avon home. And
oh boy.
That's rough.
Yeah. So I'm excited about next episode. We also.
Yeah.
Didn't talk about the intros.
Oh yeah, the intros.
I thought they were kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, I had seen them on social media, so I wasn't anything too exciting. But yeah, a lot of them were just like, oh, jump and turn around. Nothing really incorporating. I like when there's something really clever, not just like, oh, you're a pilot and you're gonna be in a pilot uniform flying.
I thought Greer's was cute with the cup of tea.
Yes,
I thought I liked Blake's. But all the rest of them are pretty boring. Like, I was really disappointed with Rachel's. Like, I thought it would be like more fun than just being like, oh, the rose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she could have been like stomping on a rose or holding a dead rose.
Yeah, she's just like silly and fun. And like, we never get to see that she's silly and fun.
Right. Because what did we have when it was Brandon? It was like he was looking for the ring that he threw in the.
Yeah.
Yeah, something funny like that. Yeah. Hopefully the people who show up later will be a little more clever. But I think we called the Greer one when there was a whole episode about tea.
Oh, that's funny. But that does sound like something we would do.
Yes. All right. We do have questions. A question.
We have a question. It's barely a question. It is context, which we love. We love geographical context.
Yes. And please send us your questions if you have them to bachelorwrapup@gmail.com or the Patreon thread, right, Haley?
Yeah, when I remember to post that.
Hi, ladies. This is from Rachel. So excited to have you back and so thrilled for this season. I'm obsessed and have cried entirely too much already. Wanted to give y'all and listeners who aren't from LA context on the drive-in. Gary and Teresa took on their first date. From the mansion in Malibu, it takes 3 different freeways to get to this diner in the valley. VPR heads will recognize that this is the same lot where the Pink Hotel is located, where SUR staff did their photo shoot in the season 3 finale. Oh my goodness. As a native, I wouldn't wish this drive on anyone, let alone in the dark, with no headlights at their big ages. We used to do this drive in high school when we'd skip school to go to the beach, but doing this at 16 in the daytime is a much different vibe. This was honestly very scary and made me anxious to watch. I'm so happy they both made it okay, and I hope production got them an Uber back to Malibu. I wish we had 2 hours of Gary instead of 2 hours of VIP. Cheers, Rachel.
Oh my goodness. I don't agree with that last point. I think we're enjoying Bachelor... Golden Bachelor so much because it's only 1 hour, and I will take that one into the bank.
Maybe they should do the Survivor Amazing Race strategy.
That I would feel comfortable with. Okay, and an 90 minute. Yeah. That I could do. I love when people send us geographical context.
That's really interesting. I can't believe that 3 different freeways. This diner. Wow.
Unhinged. I feel like I had something else to tell you, but I can't remember now.
Oh, we didn't do news yet.
Oh yeah, news.
All right. Bachelor Nation news, some baby news. Last week we talked about Becca Martinez had her baby, but didn't have a name. She takes her time. And the name is Ernest Allison after her grandpa and her mom. And they're gonna call him Nesto. What do you think, Kaylee?
It's not something I would ever pick because when I was a child, I was terrified by the Ernest movies. You know, the ones like Ernest, like goes
Ernest
to the
goes to camp.
Yeah. But there was like a Ernest Halloween one. And that one was really scary. And for some reason, I remember there being like a scene about Brussels sprouts. And that has, you know, I think that has been my lifelong aversion to Brussels sprouts was that movie. So I would never choose it. I love it for what she's doing with her names, which is Ruth, Franklin, Ernest. Like, I think that's cute. Lovely. So cute. So classic. Not spelled in any crazy way. Like, it's just very, I love the name she chooses.
Yes. And I like the Allison middle name. I think that's really cool to put her mom and not have to save it for a girl name.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally a masculine name, so it's a unisex name. So I like that as well. And then Kevin and Astrid had their baby over the weekend.
Yeah. So exciting. Thanksgiving weekend baby, which is great.
And they didn't find out what they were having. They had a boy, and his name is Nash. I don't know the middle name, but what do you think of August and Nash?
I think it's cute. I think it's very current.
Right, whereas August is more of a classical name. Yeah, Nash. I don't know if they totally go together, but Augie and Nash, that does sound cute.
Yeah.
Yes, very excited for them. Oh, and also I saw that Sarah Herron had her embryo, went in for an embryo transfer today. So some good wishes to her.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Anything else that you can think of?
I have some takes from Doug. Let me pull those up.
Is he watching both?
I don't think so. I think he's only watching Bachelor in Paradise.
Doug, we need to get you on in on Golden Bachelor.
I know. Even Ethan's having like a really hard time with Golden Bachelor because he's like, this just like makes me like almost sad because like I don't want them to be upset.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I think the best possible twist of this season would be every new man being from Rachel's season. We would get to watch her meltdown again while they dated other people. I think she's pretty chill about it.
It seems like it. Have we gotten any guys that were Gabby's guys? I don't think we are.
Interesting. Huh. I don't know.
If I remembered who they were.
Right? Yeah.
I guess they were more last season, like Logan.
That's true. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But I feel like we would have seen it if Rachel was freaking out about them.
Yeah.
Did Eliza confuse her need to avoid drama with just picking the literal most boring person in this franchise? Do you think Jeff with one F will slide back into Hannah Brown's DMs after hearing she's the Taylor Swift of Bachelor Nation? I wonder if it was, I wonder if he meant Jed. Or maybe it was Jeff with one F. I don't know, Doug. You're going to have to clear that one up for me. Because, like, I feel like Doug wasn't around to watch the Jeff with one F season.
Right, that's a deep cut.
Yeah, so I think he maybe means Jed. Yeah, I think he means Jed. Sorry. Sorry, Doug. I didn't realize. Imagine you are Greer. Oh no. Would you rather have been dumped for having COVID or rejected by someone as crappy as Peter at the first rose ceremony? No need to decide. She had both. Wow, I forgot about that. That's a tough bachelor.
Yeah, she's had a rough go.
Uh-huh. You know what? It's okay. She will be back next season. She will find love next season.
Okay, good. I like when there's repeat people. I enjoy it.
Would you rather kiss a beetle or answer one of Hannah Brown's bonfire questions on national television? I'm not that against bugs. Like, I don't love them. I don't think I would kiss one.
A giant beetle.
Yeah, I don't think I'd kiss one. I would probably answer one of the questions. Because I would, when we played Truth or Dare, in, you know, like elementary school, high school, I'd always pick truth because I never wanted to do the dare. I don't mind spilling the tea. I don't mind gossiping a little bit.
For sure.
You have two choices. Leave behind your friends and family to start a new life in Idaho or participate in a TV storyline about your constipation, which will then be the only thing anyone remembers about you. Which do you choose?
Another thing I blacked out. Next week we're in for like a whole segment. Like the whole through line of the episode is going to be about Sam and her condition.
Sam, may I recommend to you probiotics? Enjoy. That's it from Doug.
All right.
That's it from us too, I think.
Yes.
Look at us go.
I know. Nice and snappy.
Great. I love it.
All right. Well, I've been enjoying the season so far. I did, you know, last week I was a little down on VIP. I'm excited. I think it is picking up because we did, you know, cause a little drama this time. So we'll see next week. Maybe I strategically plan to miss next week. Scheduling note, Haley will have a guest co-host. So I'll be traveling. But yeah, I won't have to discuss the poop baby.
Oh, what a shame.
I know.
But, what a shame.
Yes. So, yeah. Everybody, I'm sure I'll be riveted by your conversation. We have to discuss
it. Oh, my God. I'm probably going to have Ethan on the podcast, too. And it's going to probably kill him to have to discuss that on the podcast.
Love it.
Can't wait.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. Until next time.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.